Tracy Lee never thought in a million years while growing up that he would one day become the notorious murdering drug dealer that the people of Connecticut would fear yet respect, but mainly the Hartford residents. His street fame grew quickly as he made his way to the top, becoming known in the game as the Medusa, with a squad of young killers just as wild as he was behind him called the Boulevard Crew. He would always walk the long way to Weaver High School from his family's small apartment on Garden Street. It was only so he could see what the streets looked like money-wise. Tracy Lee hated that he and his two younger sisters were their kind of poor. It only caused them to have dreams and desires that didn't look reachable, but fuck that. Come hell or high water, it wouldn't be long before he knew what the good life looked and tasted like. He dressed his youngest sister, Keiki, quickly to keep her from hearing the sexcapades going on in their mother's bedroom. "Can't stand that fucking bitch," he mumbled under his breath. He was really tired of all the bullshit of having a mother that was hooked on drugs. All the rumors, whispers, and gossip put fire in his eyes every time he thought about it. One time he overheard some guys talking about how good she was in bed and other explicit shit that made the young teen's blood boil with rage, and he knew then that when he got his shot, there was not going to be any looking back. Big Shirley was just like the rest of the check-chasing drug addict mothers that plagued the hood. They tried their best to hold on to their looks as they swung narrow hips to the corner store, hoping to catch the eyes of someone with a few dollars while they'd cop their Lucy cigarettes while the child that was with them would eat chips for its breakfast. Tracy Lee looked back to the refrigerator, but there was no hope there, empty as always. Well, except for the ice water, a huge block of state cheese and baking soda, government cheese that no one ate from, and you couldn't even catch a mouse with that bullshit. He would joke to himself, then slam it shut. "Come here, Kike," he whispered, putting his finger to his lips to make sure that she didn't say a word, as he pulled a small bag from a genuinely piss-stained mattress. "Which one of these do you want?" he asked. Holding up two candy bars, Kike snatched the payday from Tracy Lee's fingers quickly, as if she fucked around and held it too long. Someone else might get the prize. More signs of a hungry, deprived 9-year-old. "Come on, Jenna," he yelled, opening her bedroom door to see a whole display of welts on her back and thigh. It was from last night, her punishment for not wanting to be nice to the man that Big Shirley brought home. He promised her all the money in the world if she could get the young girl to sleep with him. Big Shirley knew that her daughter's fast-developing body was going to soon replace hers and was trying her best to profit off of it.